Welcome to the BingeMedia.net podcast network. I'm Moreno, and I'm here with a couple of people who work for BingeMedia.net, and we are going to do a Better Call Binge animated series update for everybody. There was no BingeCast this week, so we thought it'd be a perfect time to get the animators on the air and see what they have to say about what's going on with the project so far. I'm here with said animator, Mr. Pete MC. What's going on, sir?
Hello. Not much. Just hanging out.
Hey, good. All right.
Hanging out with you guys.
Also here with co-host of the Binge Gamecast. Wake and Bake with Bob Ross.
Waking up with Bob Ross.
Waking up with Bob Ross. Who's that?
Arising.
Arising with Bob Ross and the BMFML update, Mr. Jack Valley. What's going on, sir?
Yo, yo, yo. Not much.
All right. Now, a few months ago, as everybody knows, we did an Indiegogo campaign to crowdsource a animated short series for conversations had on Better Call Binge. We asked online if you guys had any questions for this update. And you do. So we'll be asking those in a little bit. But Pete, why don't you tell us, give us an overall view of what's going on now. I know we've given out screenshots of Spielberg's Closet, and the newest one being the Marry, Fuck, Kill, Three Men and a Baby edition. How's production going on those?
Things are good. Just a minor tweaks to Spielberg, and that should be ready to be handed over to you guys. Mm-hmm. Three Men and a Baby, we are working very hard on. We were doing a bit yesterday. I think it was a 4-second bit. I think it took about 2 hours.
Damn. See, when I hear things like that, it makes me so – I feel so bad. Like, oh, God damn it.
It was a tough thing to animate, and it's not even like a joke. It's not a gag. It was just a pain in the ass. So, yeah, it takes a long time, but, I hope it all pays off, all the jokes, all the visuals.
Nice.
But all the storyboards pretty much are written. I think maybe one or maybe two. I'm not sure. Storyboards still need to be done, but there are storyboards done. And pretty much we got notes back on that. But yeah, it takes a lot of time, but it's fun. And I just can't wait for everyone to see everything, because that's the real payoff is the audience.
The reaction.
Yeah, I can't wait.
Yeah, I think everybody's pretty excited for it, you know? It's, I don't know, just from the legwork that, you know, you guys have done on it and some of the back and forth we've had. And obviously, we said it before, but the initial response on the whole project has been kind of overwhelmingly more than I think we anticipated, really.
Yeah.
So it's pretty... It's pretty cool, man. It's still pretty unbelievable that we're getting this thing together. I don't know. Every once in a while, I just think about it and I'm just like, Jesus Christ, man, this is fucking cool. But, well, yeah, nice. And you're working on this, you're sort of partner in crime there, Michelle. Both you guys are kind of, you know, in the trenches on this. I mean, has there been, you know, outside of the usual, like, sort of communication and getting the point across and, you know, sort of working on draft and, you know, final cut, has there been something that's been like a big struggle for you guys so far, or maybe something that was tough but more rewarding than you expected at this point?
Yeah, first of all, credit to Michelle. She's the one that's in the chair every minute, so she's the one that's animating everything. I'm just doing the mouth movements for all the dialogue, so she should get full credit for this. Everything has been pretty smooth. Sometimes the program, it's been shutting down on us a lot, so that kind of sucks. But other than that, everything works out. It's been the Three Men and a Baby is going a lot smoother than the Spielberg one. I took a different approach with editing and stuff. So nice. I think I found my niche and how to piece it all together. So it's going a lot smoother. But nothing. Just last night, I mean, the program was being pretty shitty to us with this 4-second bit. And we kind of was just like, all right, that's enough for tonight. You get so discouraged when you think you're going to get a good, like, 15-second block done or, like, 25 seconds. And then it's just things aren't working out because sometimes, I guess, the coding of these things, you want someone to move one way and it's just not happening. So Michelle struggles and works her ass off to get it done.
Nice.
Yeah.
But you guys aren't killing each other yet, right?
No.
Good.
Sometimes we'll just be, well, I'll say something that she already said like 2 minutes ago.
Mm-hmm.
She'll be like, I just said that. I'm like, oh man, sorry. You know, sorry. You know, did you? You sure you said that? All right. Other than that, it's just, listen, I can't yell at her. If I get into a fight with her, she'll walk away from the computer and then we got no animator.
So. Now, I don't know if we you actually detailed like how, what the process is of you got from listening to actually drawing and animating everything that's going on. I don't think we've talked about it on air yet, but can you tell people like how does it start? Like what's the middle part, you know, and then the finished product? Now that you went through Spielberg's closet and now you're doing the 3 minute and a baby bit.
So like from the storyboard you're saying?
Or yeah. So like now you're familiar with the material, so do you go back and listen to it again?
I listen to this stuff over and over again I listen to it while we're playing it. So I kind of, by the end of it, I know the whole thing by heart. I know what everyone says. It's kind of like a song.
Mm-hmm.
But it'll start with the audio from you guys, and then I'll just start storyboarding and whatever's comes to my mind, some kind of visual joke. I think that's the hardest part, is coming up with something funny. It's got to be something mimicking what you're saying, but have a little binge twist or something humorous to it, a little added. And then from there, it's showing Michelle the storyboards, and then we have to, there's some stuff that's not in the program. So if we have to draw, like we had to draw a bed for Three Men and a Baby,
mm-hmm.
a bit. So like they didn't have it in the program. So there's certain things she has to draw on a different computer. And then we bring that over to the main computer to put it into the program. And so once that's done, you know, we got to get those props. That's like the step before we start animating, is kind of getting these props ready to go. Or if we come up with something in the middle, then we got to create it on the spot. And then from there, it's just where to splice the joke bit and where to cut back to the setting that you guys are in, which I think everyone knows is a bar.
Yeah.
So everyone, you know, remembers, hey, these are just three guys shooting shit at a bar. So it's like, where do you make those cuts? So it's kind of easy. You guys are pretty, you guys got to have a nice flow of, and you guys make it easy kind of where the cuts should be. So thank you guys.
That was one of the things I was worried about, was like over talking, like between the three of us, like hopefully not over talking to the point where it makes your job more difficult, you know?
I can do the bar scenes, which, like, if Michelle's, like, at work or I'm home doing nothing, I can go up on the computer and plug in 20 seconds of the bar and do all the mouth movements for it. So that kind of saves some time. At least I can do that, which is good, because that's kind of like a big chunk. You want to come back to the bar every now and then. To establish that setting.
Mm-hmm.
It's definitely fun, and it's fun when the seconds become smaller and smaller. like almost done, and you can watch a little bit of it. You can watch 2 minutes through or 3 minutes through, and it's like, oh man, I can't wait for this to be, you know, not be over, but finish the ending.
Nice.
It's definitely fun. It's I just wish we could do it a lot faster.
Yeah.
So that's
next fundraiser. We'll do that.
Yeah, for sure.
We'll do an Indiegogo for actual animators. They'll come over my house every week.
Nice. So Pete, like, you know, you're kind of talking about the fact that some of the editing is a little bit easier, and you guys are going back and forth a little bit about that. But is there anything more difficult about sort of coming up with that comedy, like translating the comedy of the podcast to like an animated visual form? Or do you find that it's kind of all there and you're just sort of trying to find the best path through it, I guess? Like, I guess I'm trying to ask, like, where's the line between like how much creativity you're adding to it versus what you feel is like already been laid out for you?
I would say there's like, I think 70% is, I feel like 70% is laid out. Like if all of us were in a room and we were all told to draw what we thought this scene would be, I think we'd all kind of draw the same thing. I think we're all in that we all have that same humor. Mm-hmm. So that helps, knowing what you guys like. And I think the way you guys talk, it's kind of easy. The other 30% is just trying to be creative and kind of out of the box. Mm-hmm. Like the 3 minute, I'm not giving anything away, but as you could see in that screenshot, there's like frames around those photos. So we kind of had like a museum setting instead of just having three photos laying on the bar. That's like a change that, you know, that was an idea that I came up with, was just that, oh, these three, pieces of artwork are in the museum and you guys are talking about them there. So little things like that. And once that gets greenlit, then we just go. So all the ideas have to be run by the admins, of course.
Nice.
But I have a lot of liberty though. I think they trust me. I think you guys trust me.
Yeah. I mean, after Spielberg's Closet, which was like a highly visual thing, conversation. No, absolutely. Like you said, we've all been friends for a long time. You understand the humor of the show and what goes over well.
Yeah.
From an audience perspective too. So.
And yeah, Spielberg's sure Closet, as much as visual as it is, you guys kind of are laying everything, all the jokes out, verbally, really, you know. DeLoreans flying out of the closet. So what are we going to animate? Hoverboards? No.
We're not assholes. Come on.
Well, we're not going to animate hoverboards.
Ah, okay. Well, jury's out.
It's definitely fun, though. It's definitely fun listening to you guys for so long and actually seeing a visual come to life. It's pretty cool.
What were you thinking as far as... You know, we were going to do six episodes, and were you surprised that we picked some more than others? Are you excited, like from a listener perspective, to watch this animated, like these conversations animated?
Yes, there's a few on there that I don't remember. So that's kind of cool. I was going back and hearing that. I'm trying to think if there was any, I kind of can't remember anything that I'd want to see. Mm-hmm. I know we talked about one, but I don't know if that's in this season, so I'm not going to bring it up.
But I think people are going to recognize those conversations.
Oh yeah, they definitely will.
Nice.
People already knew. I mean, I think someone called out the Three Men and a Baby. Like, they know this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Fans are very dedicated. But yeah, I think all the bits are great. They're hysterical. That's what you want. You want the laughs.
Yeah, for sure. So, Pete, I mean, obviously this didn't I don't know if, you know, really anybody anticipated this being something that, you know, you would end up doing just by knowing you. I mean, obviously we know a little bit about your, you know, your personal life, and you're in a band, and obviously mm-hmm. we're all friends and we kind of get that, but animation, I would have never guessed that without, you know, you and Michelle kind of coming forward and saying, hey, what about this? And, you know, all the conversations we had about it. But I was wondering, like, you know, when you were a kid, I mean, did you ever have, you know, aspirations to do this kind of thing? Did you ever, maybe not even animation, maybe just like short films and things like that? I mean, was this ever stuff you did ever in your wheelhouse or anything along those lines?
This was not in my wheelhouse, animation. I was more about film and filming. I took a bunch of film classes in high school. I just wanted to kind of be behind the camera. But Michelle went to college for animation. So I think after I posted, I edited like a bunch of animation to one of your bits or something. I think it was like a Matt Wilson phone call. I don't know. I did some kind of thing where I was stealing clips off YouTube and putting it together with the to match the binge conversation. And then Michelle said, "Oh, we should animate." I think she was saying this before that. So, and then I just kind of blew it off. And then I think Alex called me and said, "What do you think about doing this?" And then I checked with Michelle and I was like, "Yeah, she wanted to do it." So then I think that's how it got greenlit. She didn't have the knowledge to do this, and so we wouldn't be sitting here right now. But thank God she knows how to do it. So it's all because of her. I just
storyboard.
That's it, man. Just storyboards and coming up with jokes and kind of, you know, directing the scene as it happens, like where the placement of, you know, the three guys are going to be or where the bed's going to be and all that stuff. So, but yeah, it's all her. I would not be able to take this on by myself. If you guys said, come on, guys, come on, Pete, animate this. Okay, fuck, I don't know how.
Fine, but I don't know how.
I'll just keep stealing cartoons off YouTube and mashing them together.
Until we get caught.
Exactly. Yeah, sure. Well, we'll see what happens in Spielberg's closet.
It's really exciting because I know Jack has done some film stuff in the past, and I definitely have. So, like, having, you know, one thing that when you have like a film project or a project that involves a lot of hands is that you can't force other people to work. And usually, you know, it's somebody else. It's never you, right? It's somebody else who's like fucking dragging ass or who just can't commit the way other people are. Like the level of commitment is always an issue with these kind of projects. So I'm glad that everybody who's involved right now is like 100% in and like wants to see this done and can't wait to see it done.
Yeah. I just wish we had more time in the day to really be sitting at that computer.
Mm-hmm. Take a few weeks off. Why not?
Oh my God.
Come on. It's Christmas.
Maybe we'll get there. Every night we'll have like a couple laughs. You know, Michelle will get home from work, and we'll like sit and eat dinner and watch TV. I'm like, "What do you want to do?" And she's like, "Want to do some animation?" I'm like, "Let's do it." I kind of have to wait for her because she's getting home kind of late.
Yeah, yeah.
So I can't walk through the door and be like, "I'm up here, computer's mm-hmm. on.
I got your food up here. Come on, let's go."
But there'll be days like Sundays or something, Saturday nights, I'll be like, "You want to do animation all day tomorrow?" She'll be like, "Yeah." So
nice.
Yeah, she's always down to work on it. So
that's awesome.
Yeah. She likes it. I think she wants to see the finished product. She wants it released.
Yeah, I know the people in the community understand that it's a small operation and we all have like, you know, regular jobs and shit. We're all kind of doing this, well, especially you guys.
I hope so.
You're doing the, you know, the biggest amount of work out of all of us right now, since our work is already done. But yeah, I think people in the community understand that it's a, you know, small operation. We're trying to, you know, go as fast as possible without sacrificing quality and jokes and funny shit that'll that people enjoy. But I just wanted people to people who donated to the cause, who don't necessarily get everything we do, but still donated, understand that we're not just like dragging ass here.
Yeah.
It's just like you said, there's only so many hours in a day.
And the people that donated that are getting animated, they have been drawn already. Those are all done.
Yes. Yeah.
That's all it. Those people are done.
Yeah. Yeah. That's a good, good jump off point for me to talk about perks. So, all perks aside from the animated print have been sent. That includes international also. So all those are sent. That includes T-shirts, bottle openers, magnets, stickers. Those all have all been sent to everybody. If you have any issues, obviously just send me a Facebook message or email me at admin@bingemedia.net. We're still working on a design for the print. I don't want to just like throw like everybody together. So the print is going to be the three of us, the OG three, me, Ammon, and Law, along with everybody who contributed to that tier, who's going to be animated. They're going to be in the print also. And I just don't want to throw everything together and just send it out. I wanted, you know, obviously to look cool and something to be proud of. So taking a little bit more time with that. And also we're going to start sending emails out to schedule commentaries, what movie commentaries or what films we'll be doing on those commentaries, and also co-hosting the Binge Cast with the OG3.
Whoa.
Yes. So look out in the next couple of weeks for emails from us.
Awesome.
Now we put on I don't know if you guys heard about this Facebook, but we put on Facebook.
What?
Yes.
Is that like a book you order?
Yeah, for your face area. Yeah, exactly.
Alright, fine. Jesus.
That if people had any questions for you or for us, you meaning Pete, or us meaning me and Jack, I guess. That's so stupid. No editing on bingemedia.net. To let us know. And we got a couple in. So I want to go to, let's see, Reed Wilson, who says, did Pete MC ever have complicated feelings about his redheaded cousin?
No.
You answered nope. Oh, okay.
Yeah, nope.
Okay. Now, the redheaded cousin, you got to go back a couple of weeks to the Binge Cast. Where you mentioned that your cousin is on the Real Road Rules Challenge or whatever it's called. I don't know. What is it? Stars vs. Bros? MTV?
MTV is the challenge. Stars vs. Champs? Champs
so versus close.
Stars. Road Rules.
I don't know.
You know which one they should do? I feel like it's real low-hanging fruit, but just like bros versus hoes. And just who's going to win out, you know?
Well, if you go by the saying, I think it's going to be bros. All right.
Tune in to find out.
Here's another one. Let's see. Unless it's two spoilers from Nate, what conversation is Pete's favorite / the one he is looking forward to us seeing?
Well, I got to go Spielberg's.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Is it because you're kind of a Spielberg mark or what?
I'm Spielberg Mark, Marky Mark.
Nice.
I think the the visuals on that one are really good. 3 Men and a Baby's pretty good. You know what? They're all good.
They're all winners.
Oh, fucking politician over here. God damn it.
No, Spielberg's. I think that one. That one's going to be fave.
All right. So while I appreciate this question, we're not going to get into spoilers here, people, okay? But I'm going to throw this out there, and I'm going to go ahead and say it's a rhetorical, so you know we don't have to answer this one. But
okay.
Are there any plans to release Alex's Boys to Men video in cartoon form? I mean, I'm going to say, like, just for the Earth, yes. But for the show, like, tune in to find out. So.
Here's the thing. I was telling my girl this the other day. You guys are going to be so disappointed when it's finally released.
Why?
Because it's not. There's nothing to it. It's me, probably 90 pounds, with a fucking mustache when I was 12 years old, with a fucking starter jacket on.
It's already a must see. Are you kidding me?
It's a musty. What? I don't know. Yeah, at some point, I already asked my brother if he has it digitized and if he's going to send it to me, and he says he has it on DVD. He just has to do all that stuff. So, look forward to the next Indiegogo campaign for that.
Yeah, I was just going to say that.
That one's worth at least $4,000, I think. So,
God damn it. fuck. All right. I like this question. Are you mixing episode conversations together to make one episode? Are you picking and choosing sound bites, or are they straight through back and forths from the show? I mean, I like the question. I said I like the question, but then it's like, no, it's just, yeah, it's basically just conversations from the show. I like the question, but yeah, you're wrong, only, okay?
It gets edited very little for, like, dead air and weird spots like that, but other than that, it's straight second by second conversation.
There were a couple though in this list of episodes where I was like, god damn, do we fucking ramble.
Yeah, we get texts from you like, we're about this episode's gonna be about like 33 minutes. I'm like, that's gonna come out in 2025 then.
Also, it's gonna cost you $90,000.
Vacation time.
There's one in particular that took like four or five passes, just because it was so long, and you just hear it, you hear the same thing over and over again. And it's just kind of hard to pick out, like, you have to sacrifice something. It's like, it's still too long. Yeah. Still too long.
Yeah. Maybe if there's a season two, if and when there's a season two.
Yeah.
Maybe once the listeners see what gets released and the length it takes to release, maybe they'll be more forgiving and we can go a little longer with some of these episodes.
Hell yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, it's pretty much a straight conversation.
Cool.
Yeah. Now, do you have any? Oh, sorry, Jack. Go ahead.
No, not at all. Yeah, no. It looks like we just have another snarky question here from Eric Balinok. Why is PNMC good at everything? So I don't have an answer for that.
No. I'm not doing anything. This is Michelle. She's animating this.
Okay, so that's the only answer. Let me just mark that down. Okay.
Yeah, say hey, I am not good at everything. Thank you. It's nice that he thinks that.
Yeah, well, you know.
He's a nice guy, that guy.
Yeah, he's pretty good.
Yeah, he's all right.
It's questionable choices in his sports teams, but hey, it is what it is.
Oh, sport. Come on. This isn't the sport cast, all right? This is
animation update. Save that for those other two cocksuckers.
Don't worry. I'm not stepping on any toes here. We're talking some animation. We're good.
Now, Pete, is there any I know I kind of asked a similar version of this question, so I might be repeating myself. But were there any conversations off the top of your head that you thought would make a good animation?
I think the Bigfoot interview would be kind of funny.
Bigfoot?
Yeah. Not Sasquatch. It's Bigfoot. Bigfoot interview with Ammon during the Ammon show, the April Fool's show, I believe. Mm. That was a funny one. Something with Garrett. I mean, Michelle wants to animate Garrett at some point.
Yeah, we're going to have to animate Garrett at some point.
So, yeah, something with Garrett. Maybe the whole VERP thing. I don't know if that's going to be – I don't know if the stuff surrounding the VERP is that funny. Because I think you're just doing the Garrett – they're just doing the Garrett game for Harrison Ford movies, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't think it's going to be funny, but maybe from the VERP on is pretty funny because Law is pretty hysterical in that moment. So I'm trying to think what else. Probably a, you know, end of the show, Alex drunk review is always good.
God damn it.
Or an end of the show, Ammon high as balls is really great too. Off the top of my head, I can't think of specifics, but you guys are funny fuckers. So pretty much anything could work.
Oh my God.
That's why the fans listen to you. They just listen to you. They listen to three guys, so we could pretty much animate anything.
Mm-hmm,
it'll
mm-hmm.
be funny. Jack, do you have any conversations you'd like animated?
I mean, off the top of my head, I'd have to think.
Please stand by as we are experiencing technical difficulties.
I think of any off the top, like. I selfishly would love to see like the animated versions of you know like Kunkka or PJ or any of those guys. You know what I mean? Just to see what the interpretation would be. And I'm sure there are plenty of times when somebody's gotten pissed off or you know.
It would be a great one. The Ammon and Law argument about Guardians not being a comic book movie.
Oh yeah.
That would be great. That's a
classic
good
stuff. Classic
yeah.
stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I'd love to see an animated Wake and Bake just because I feel like.
Oh, that would be amazing.
There would be pieces to just take from all over the place, you know?
That reminds me. I got to talk to you guys.
What?
Off air. No. Don't get all excited. Michelle came up with an idea. I don't want to know if I should say it. Should I drop the idea here?
No.
Okay. No. All right.
Do it off air.
Sorry, listeners.
I'm excited all of a sudden. Jeez.
I'm gonna forget. I'm going to write it down.
Okay. Fucking A.
Any other questions you guys got?
I don't know if I have any more. What about you, Alex?
No, I don't think so. No more other questions for me. All right, you know, people can look forward to this dropping on Tuesday, November 28th, which happens to be my birthday. How about that?
Oh my!
What?
If I had a sounder right now, I'd go.
Fucking cymbals.
Yeah, I don't have any of that up right now.
Everybody could listen to this, and if they have any other questions, they can leave them on the Facebook page, the Binge Media Facebook page. Or the Facebook group, that would be fucking, that would be awesome. We'll answer them there. How about that?
Sounds good.
And just as a quick bumper, if you're listening to this, you still have time to sign up for the Secret Santa this year. There's a post on Facebook, on the BMFML page, and regular Facebook. Go there if you want, sign up. If you don't want to be a part of it, but you were in it last year, go. Take your name off that. Do us a favor so we don't have people sending gifts to people who don't want them, et cetera, et cetera.
And also people can still donate to the Indiegogo, correct?
Absolutely, yep.
Yeah.
With the PayPal, send it straight to the admin at bingemedia.net PayPal. Yep,
that's right.
At this point. Mm-hmm. Yep. And yeah, we'll have some other stuff this week. We got a Gamecast coming, probably have a Wicked Bait coming, so a lot of stuff.
Oh, also I've seen a couple of questions about how people could get Better Call Binge shirts.
Those are one-time designs for the Indiegogo peeps, and we're going to be coming up with a couple of more designs soon. So,
oh, nice.
Look out for that. That's right.
All right, then.
All right, you cocksuckers. I will talk to you guys later.
All right. Peace.
See you.